It's Monday and it's time to talk television. Now, just be prepared. You are going to hear a sexier voice than you've ever heard before. And I'm not even talking about myself on this occasion. Irina, you're not well at the moment, but boy, your voice sounds awesome.
Okay, well, I'm not going to say anything to that. I'm just going to let you all enjoy.
All right, well, today the theme is TV in the time of COVID, which is certainly putting a shine on things at the moment. Looking for a silver lining, what have you got for us today?
I have Grand Designs, season 18. I can't believe it's gone on for that long. Kevin McLeod, you know, he must be the Highlander because he's going to go on forever. So, look, And this way up, season two. And I tell you, what's interesting is a lot of shows that have been filmed during COVID have chosen not to include it. Whereas these two shows, firstly, Grand Designs by definition, because it's a documentary style, has kind of included it.
Yep.
I don't know anyone who hasn't really kind of seen Grand Designs. And this season's on the ABC, but it's pretty much everywhere. It is the granddaddy of all kind, gentle renovation shows.
Yes.
And follows a couple or a family, usually a family who invariably is pregnant or something. And they're building their dream house, which he always describes as completely unattainable. And then in the end, it's something really special. So what's interesting about season 18 is they filmed it over COVID, because these projects take, you know, 2-3 years to film.
Absolutely.
In some incredibly freezing, godforsaken corner of the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
We're building our dream house in a frozen mountain. It's just really, you know, there are some really great reno shows out there, but this one is you know, something quite special. But it does take you through, halfway through, all of these people get hit by COVID and how they deal with their budget, emotionally, how they get materials. And in the end, you know, they're filming in that sort of first round of COVID in the UK, so they have to socially distance, and he talks about it. So, yeah, it's still Grand Designs, but it's really Grand Designs in a way that we can all relate to.
I really like that show. It's one that I can jump in and out of. It, you know, you don't necessarily have to follow it, although I think they've found something this season for you to start at the beginning and stick your way through. Now, tell us about This Way Up. What's that all about?
It's on Stan. And I'm sure it'll come to the ABC or SBS at some point. It's by Aisling Bea, who's this fantastic Irish comedian. She's been in a ton of stuff. And it also stars Sharon Horgan and Tobias Menzies. And Sharon Horgan was in, of course, Catastrophe and a number of other things. So she's super well known. So these two Irish middle-aged, I guess, or young middle-aged comedian ladies are sisters. And Aisling Bea's character, Anya, also suffers from possibly bipolar, maybe depression,
yeah,
but it's handled in this amazing way. And so season one of This Way Up basically gets 5 stars across the board in any review I've ever read. I loved it. It is obviously about like two women and their relationships, but it's really funny and very poignant and real, but not in a way that's cringy or uncomfortable to watch because it's too real. Like too close, but they use COVID. So season two is again a continuation of their stories. Her sister's decided to get married, and then Anya's having a relationship with the father. She's a teacher of English to foreign students with Tobias Menzies. And look, just as an aside, there's some very realistic bed play in this that isn't cringy so much as so realistic. You just think that's not even sexy. I could have that at home. Oh no. But what's really interesting is they use COVID as a plot device in a way that isn't forced. So there's been, I don't know, I can't remember the show. There's a show where two actors, David Tennant and another one, they're doing rehearsals over Zoom.
Yeah.
And it just feels incredibly forced. Whereas Sharon Horgan's boyfriend is stuck in New York, and so they have to relate over PCs and phones, but it's not the main point of the show. It's just sort of like a second story, and that doesn't put it in your face so much. It feels, again, very authentic and very funny,
All right, that's This Way Up. Before that, Grand Designs Season 18. Irina, be looking forward to talking more TV next week. Hope you're feeling a little bit better soon.
So do I, but it sounds like this is going to go on for a long time.